And greetings to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is keeping your peace during the holidays. How do you do this when the rumble and tumble and consumption and feelings of not enough and not enough money, time, resources, energy? It is to claim your peace, dear ones. We see often during these holiday times that people simply surrender to the tidal wave of emotions which are not peaceful primarily. Yes, there are moments of joy, but they tend to be fleeting. The holiday time is intended to be filled with joy and grace and peace and understanding, compassion, love, forgiveness, kindness, charity, all of these things do not relate to the frenetic energy that arises during the holiday time. We remind you of the possible power of collective thinking during the holiday days, month, and that it is fraught with feelings of desperation, unhappiness, dissatisfaction, and it goes on and on. This is the collective consciousness, dear ones. It is not your own thinking. So be clear and stand steady and strong at the central core of your being, your peaceful home, the place where you cannot be moved off of the peace, which is the blessing from the God that created you. Your peace is up to you. So in a moment, for example, when you feel yourself amping up, your energy starting to run away with you because you have so many things to do, plans to make, people to call, notes to write, and all of the things that traditionally come with the holidays. This thinking and these feelings can get in front of you even before you are conscious of them. So use this time, if you will, to be even more discerning about your thinking, your thought patterns. And when you start to feel your stomach clench or your jaw grip because of stress or tension, call it back. Call yourself back and say, come here. We're coming back to our central core, this place of peace and truth. And then take a breath, a deep breath, and another, and then ask the question of God, what is the truth here? What do I need to know, to see, to understand, to do? And you are asking the God that created you and that created this realm, the Father, Mother, energy of this realm, creative force. And what you may hear is, it is not necessary to do that. or to do that now, or an idea may come to you on how to do something more easily or gracefully. God will give you everything that you need, the answers, the resolutions, to come to peace, to be at peace. Your human mind is the one that will churn and run and become anxious and run away with your thoughts. And this is not what you are asking for, because during this time of year, whatever holiday you celebrate, it is a time of thanksgiving, of gratitude, of cherishing joy and goodwill, of trusting in good, knowing and believing and knowing that the God force is in charge of this realm. Nothing else is, even if it is being reported otherwise. The highest truth is that God, good, is in charge, and you can depend on this. So knowing this gives you peace, brings you back home to your center, your central core. This is the place you want to be during these holiday times. Actually, every moment of your life, particularly during these holiday times when the forces would try to pull you out, to pull you off center, to have you be beside yourself. You wish to be with yourself, with your true self, in alignment with God, the love that is God, the truth that is God, the knowingness of who you are, which is infinite. You have all you need, because the God of this realm supplies it perfectly every moment. So we ask you to begin in this week to exercise yourself in being at peace and watching your thinking. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to see the mechanics and the dynamics of the human mind and how it will engage with the collective thought, and then it runs away. It runs away with you. Come back home to your center, to where God, your spirit, your true nature resides. There is love. There is peace. There is infinite joy. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.